Yerushalmi Peah, corresponding to Bavli Zvachim Daf Lamates. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Beis Amad Aleph on the 16th line. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, b'pnei hei dvarim lo yitain adam peah ele b'seif sadehu, b'pnei gezel aniyim, or b'pnei bitul aniyim, gezel aniyim keitzat shlo yira adam es ashar pnuya v'yayim ele koivoy oni ba v'tol lach es hapeah, מפני ביטל עניים, כדי שלא יהיו עניים, יושבים ומשלמים כל היום, דברים אם עכשיו הוא נויסן פאה, עכשיו הוא נויסן פאה. The Brisa says from Rabbi Shimon that for five reasons a person should only give pay at the end of the harvest. Number one is theft from the poor, so the owner should not find a quiet time and then tell his poor relative to take pay. And the second is wasting the time of the poor, so that the poor will not sit and wait all day expecting the owner to give at any time. מפני הרמאים, כיצד שלא יאמר, כבר נשאתי פאה, ויהיה בוער, A third reason is because of the tricksters who claim that they've already given payah, and they then proceed to select the high quality produce for themselves and give the poor quality to the poor. And the fourth reason, b'pnei ma'asa ayin, ketzer shlo yu ha'ovrim v'ashavim ayimim, ru'u heich kotza ish ploinish sadeh v'lo heniach payah la'aniyim. And the fourth reason is suspicion that passers-by shouldn't think that the owner did not give payah to the poor. And the fifth reason is that the Torah says in Vayikra Yud Tes Pasuk Tes, you shall not fully reap the corner of your field. And we now come now to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says if a Gentile harvested his field and he converted, his crops are exempt from leket, shichra, and peah. Rabbi Yehuda obligates in Shechra because he says the obligation comes at the time of tying the sheaves. And the Gemara says, Yeros Amar Rabbi Yehuda or my time with Rabbanon. The Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be correct, so what is the Rabbanon's reasoning? Ve'ami b'shem Chizkia, Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, K'siv v'shachachta oimer b'sardeh v'shachachta kama, es sheyesh lei shachachta kama yesh lei shechachet oimrim, es she'ein lo shechachet kama, ein lo shechachet oimrim. The answers of Rami quoting Rav Chizkiah and Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel say that the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chaf Daled Pasuk Yotes, and you shall forget sheaves in the field, and you shall forget standing ears. Anything that has forgetting standing ears has forgetting sheaves in the field. Anything that does not, does not. Yisol v'goy shahay yishutfin v'kame chilko shah yisol chay v'chilko shal goy potter Rav Chizkiah v'shem Rav Yumya v'machleikis. If a Jew and a Gentile were partners in standing ears, the Jew's portion is obligated and the Gentile's portion is exempt. Rav Chizkiah said in the name of Rav Yumya that there's a dispute between Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel as to whether the Jew's portion is obligated.